Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hi everyone, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. I am Reese Waters, and with me is Jesse Harley, who is being forcefully educated in the world of Canadian politics. But I don't know much about myself. I am learning through teaching you.
Yeah, and I've been learning a lot about the weird side of Canadian politics, which is, it's been entertaining, I gotta say. And I genuinely don't give a shit about politics, especially Canadian politics. So the fact that you've been able to have me pique my interest at least has been nothing short of a miracle. So what's on the plate for today, Reese?
Yeah. I'm the Jesus of Canadian politics. Is that what's written on my business card?
Oh my God, please make that a thing. We're going to have so much weird shit on our merchandise that our fans, if they buy them, will make no sense to anyone else. Like if you're a fan from the beginning and you bought a t-shirt from us that says unsuccessful merchant, well, only you would know what that means. Nobody else would really get that joke. And if we started making business cards that people could buy that said the Jesus of Canadian politics, well, I think that would sell very, very well. Anyway, sorry, continue, please.
Let's stop selling t-shirts. Let's learn. Are you ready to learn?
No, I want to sell t-shirts that say unsuccessful merchant.
There's also bumper stickers and mugs as well. Anyway, this episode is all about the Independent Republic of Manitoba.
The what?
The Independent Republic of Manitoba.
Don't they think they're special?
So Manitoba obviously is a Canadian province, I think.
Yes.
I'm still getting it. It's
only 10 things to memorize. And yeah.
It is one of those 10. So yes. The Federal Dominion of Canada was founded on the 1st of July 1867, but present day Manitoba was not part of the original Canada when it was founded.
Just a big gap in them.
Yeah, and if you look at the map, I haven't sent it to you, but there is just a perfectly square piece of land that just says Manitoba. It was 100 miles north of the present North Dakota border with the US, and it fell outside of all recognized jurisdictions. So it was completely lawless, unclaimed land. But there was a settlement there called Portage-la-Prairie. Is that still a place? Have I pronounced that? I'm French pronunciation.
I have no idea if that's... I'm going to look it up. Portage... What is it?
Portage-la-Prairie.
There it is, right there. Portage-la-Prairie.
Okay. So there was a guy called Thomas Spence, who was a Scottish-born settler, and he lived there. And because there was no government or laws or taxation at the time, it was just wild west, I guess, would be the phrase you would use.
Lawless
Manitoba. So he wrote to Queen Victoria asking for recognition, for it to be a political entity, for them basically to be able to form their own country.
Hold on a second. Oh, I thought you meant to be part of Canada.
No, they wanted to be their own thing.
Like Quebec. Okay.
Like Quebec, yeah. Right. So they didn't really care about the Canadian project that was going on next door. They wrote to Queen Victoria saying, hey, can we have a country? So they wrote her a nice letter, sent it off, and there was no reply.
Huh.
So they carried on anyway, because, you know, she didn't say no. So,
which is good enough for a lot of people. Let's be honest.
And
kind of like a beg forgiveness instead of ask for permission sort of thing. They did ask for permission. I'll give them that.
They asked for permission. She didn't reply. So
they're
just
like,
we're doing it
anyway.
The letter must have been lost in the mail. So should have paid the extra for it to be recorded. It's not my fault.
She was so excited with her idea of Manitoba being its own country that she forgot to write back.
She screamed so loudly. She assumed they heard. So The Independent Republic of New Caledonia was born.
The what?
Which the Independent Republic of New Caledonia was born.
Independent Republic of New
Caledonia.
Caledonia.
Caledonia is like an area of Scotland, I believe. It was renamed, almost instantly rebranded to the Independent Republic of Manitoba. So the focus groups didn't like the original name, so they hired a top PR firm to come in and rebrand for them, I guess. So they decided they were a country, and so it was a new country with no real borders.
Please continue this.
and a population of 400 people.
Okay.
So now that they were, so the guy, Tom Spence, he said, well, I'll just be a country then. So they were a country because they decided they were, and he then decided he was the president. So he started trying to extort tax off people.
How'd that go?
Added tariffs to things. Yeah, pretty well, I think. But they basically spent most of it on booze. So they were just taxing people and drinking.
What? What are you talking about?
So it was just a rabble of people decided they were in charge and he was the president and they demanded taxes off people and they were just using it to fund binge drinking.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What? So the president would tax people and then use that money to get just shit-faced plastered.
Apparently him and his cabinet, that was the only reason.
Was he related in any way to John A. Macdonald? It sounds like there's a repeating pattern of...
They were both from Scotland. They both...
And did you say he made himself a president of the country?
I think he was elected by a small number of people, and he was the president of the country.
Not the prime minister, the president. Okay.
The president, yeah. So, well, the queen didn't reply back,
right.
so they didn't need a head of state. So, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think they were modeling it more on the US than Canada. A shoemaker called Angus MacPherson. Everyone seemed to be Scottish in Canada at this point.
Yeah.
And there's no Welsh people. I think I'm the only Welsh
person
in Canada.
You're the only one. Yeah, we let you in just by the skin of your teeth, too. You're lucky.
That's tokenism.
I'm friends with him. The only Welsh man in Canada. I know him. Yeah, it gets me a lot of street cred.
That's a t-shirt. I'm friends with the only Welshman in Canada.
We're going to make so much money off of our t-shirts and then use that money to buy booze. That's, yep. So,
well, that's the t-shirt tax that we've just introduced this morning.
So. Yes.
The t-shirt tariff.
If you want to listen to this podcast, you have to buy a new t-shirt every episode. Yeah. Or a mug. Exactly. We're not picky.
So this guy, Angus MacPherson, who was a shoemaker, basically stood up and started telling everyone just to stop paying money because they're just spending it all on booze. And
I'm picturing this like a puppet show. Like,
yeah, and he said what they needed was a full audit to work out where every kind of bit of money had been spent.
Okay.
And so what happened was the self-declared government and president arrested him.
Okay.
For treason.
So of course they did. Yeah. Now why wouldn't they?
It's like, exactly. It's like, yeah, I think we need an audit to see where this money is. It's like, shut up. Shut up. She didn't get the first letter.
So do they put him in prison? Like what?
So I think they start, from what I could find out, there's a few different stories. It looks like they put him on trial. I think he was quite noisy and quite good at defending himself. And he managed to sway the 400 people that made up this new country.
They had all 400 people there in the courthouse with them. That's amazing.
I think people probably... Some people were there and then they told other people and they told other people. Word probably got around. I think gossip was the main form of broadcasting at that point. And I think the public, the vast public of the Independent Republic of Manitoba started to support the shoemaker. So everything was starting to fall apart.
Right.
For the ill-fated.
Their booze fund was in
booze fund, exactly.
Was in trouble, yeah.
And bearing in mind, this all happened in like less than a year from what I can tell.
Oh, wow.
So... this country started, and in the spring of 1968, so this is like less than a year after they formed this new country, the Colonial Office in London sent them a letter politely informing them that their country did not exist.
Who sent this? Was it
the Colonial Office in London? Which
okay,
obviously,
right. They finally got back to them a year later, was it?
A year later. Well, I mean, you know, that's probably pretty fast for those days.
I guess.
Yeah, they say basically saying your country doesn't exist and you don't have the power to raise taxes or arrest people.
Except we do, and we have. So
but with the shoemaker and his noisy audit, the Republic of Manitoba collapsed in 1868. And that was it.
Well, that obviously wasn't it. Manitoba has...
No, I know. Some stuff happened after since then.
So actually, you know what? So you may or may not know this, the answer to this, but you've piqued my curiosity. Where did the name, if Manitoba, where did the name Manitoba come from? Because originally by this independent state of 400 people, it was originally called the Independent Republic of New Caledonia, whatever that was. And then it was subsequently changed. So that wasn't named from London. So someone else named that. And then when they told them, hey, look, you're not a country, we're going to integrate you into Canada and we're going to keep the name that you made up.
So the lasting thing is that the, you know, that name was then used for the province. I think it was named after a lake. The country was named after a lake.
As you did back then.
Yeah, and then it stuck.
You picked the closest body of water.
Exactly.
You ask a nearby resident, what's that thing called? And then you name your entire country after that. Yeah.
Do you know what? I realize how much I need to educate myself on the geography of Canada. I kind of keep forgetting that there's a bunch of provinces in the middle.
Sure. Yeah. You know, whatever makes you happy.
I've actually been to Yukon, which is weird.
That is weird.
Not many Canadians have been to the Yukon and Alaska, which is not many Americans have been to Alaska.
And there's like damn good reason why, man. It's cold, bleak, and barren.
It's not. It's wonderful. It's great. There's no people. It's wonderful. And I imagine the politics are a lot like the politics of the Independent Republic of Manitoba once you get up there.
It's all about the booze.
With 400, yeah. 400 people taxing them for booze. So.
Wow. Okay.
Have you ever been to Manitoba?
No, I've flown over it.
Would you like to go to Manitoba?
If they invited me,
if the province of Manitoba just sent you a letter that actually arrived saying, "Would you like to come and visit Manitoba as an official guest of the province?" Then you would go.
Well, again, as I said with the Diefenbaker bunker from the previous episode, if the province of Manitoba were to pay for my plane ticket and like fly me up and then put me in a swanky Manitoban hotel. Manitobian? Yeah, I'd go. Fuck it. What else have I got going on? This
Manitoba
podcast.
Night. That's it. I like Manitoba night.
Manitoba night. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds biblical. And I should know, I'm the Jesus of Canadian politics. Yeah.
So. I was just going to say, yeah, come on. Yeah. And then on the third day, he rose in the middle of Manitoba amongst the Manitoba Knights.
Who were turned to salt by God's eyes.
Right. And then they used that salt to garnish their
lake.
So
did you enjoy the story of the Independent Republic of Manitoba that existed for less than a year and sent a letter asking to exist and then received a letter saying they didn't exist?
Yes, but only if that whole thing is the official title.
The whole thing. I don't think Apple Podcasts will let us have such a long title.
Probably not. No.
I delete all of the episode and just put that in.
That's perfect. Go, yeah, that's
and then
great.
Just record you going, okay.
So. It's a 10-second episode. Hope you enjoyed. Yeah. It was okay. It was, you know, it was. I think it was interesting. You know, I wouldn't call it a party. Something I'd pull out at a party. You know what? I probably will actually.
You would if in a party in Manitoba.
Right. Yes, because those are the only people who care.
And me. I care.
Are Manitoban Knights.
Manitoba Knights.
Manitoba. What year did this happen again?
Oh, that's a great cop drama set in that province. Manitoba Knights.
Oh.
One of them wears a Hawaiian shirt. They drive a Trans Am. They have guns, but they don't store them responsibly on their person. They just shove them down the back of their jeans. They basically just chase down drug dealers in Manitoba and solve mysteries.
So yeah, I'd Manitoba mysteries.
I'd watch it.
Yeah,
Manitoba Nights.
I would watch Manitoba Nights, mainly because there's nothing else on Netflix, and I'm running out of shows to watch.
I'm going to pitch this to CBC.
Please do.
Can I attach you as a co-writer?
Of course.
Great.
Yep. I'll get right on episode one. The Shoemaker and the Drunk.
The Shoemaker and the Drunk. Is where the two main characters meet for the first time, and they hate each other at the beginning of the episode. But by the end, there's a begrudging respect that makes the viewer want to watch the next episode to see where it goes.
It's as if you've done this before. Yeah.
It writes itself. There's no formulas. You can't find a formula to write this kind of stuff.
No, this is gold.
Yeah, cool. Good shit. Okay, well, I'm going to go and write Manitoba Nights.
Okay.
And design a t-shirt of our two main characters stood in front of a car solving crimes in Manitoba. In the style of Miami Vice.
Oh, I didn't know you and I were going to be in the show. That's awesome. Let's. Well, now I'm totally going to watch it. If we just sell one t-shirt of each of these ridiculous designs, I'll be happy.
I'll buy them. I'll be that one person. Thank you for taking part in this social experiment.
Yeah, you're welcome, I guess.
God, I can't stop thinking about Manitoba Nights now. I'm writing stuff in my head. I'm already on to episode 3 in my mind.
I mean, this could be another podcast we make.
I think by the time I'm showering tomorrow morning, I'll have the cliffhanger for the end last episode of season 1 in my head.
I'll make this with you, man. I'll do it. Let's make it happen. Stay tuned for another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring and for the very first episode of
Manitoba Nights,
starring Jesse Harley and Reese Waters, the washed up cops who are sick of their jobs and even more sick of the crime.
And they live in Winnipeg.
And they live in Winnipeg.
Cool. Okay. Well, I think this episode has reached its natural conclusion.
thanks for sticking around and putting us in your ear holes.
Appreciate it. I've enjoyed being in them. So great. Bye.
Bye.
I always tell my kids to share their toys, which is an unusual life lesson, because if somebody asked if they could borrow my car and I didn't know them, I wouldn't share my car with them. Whereas if my children come across a child in a playground and they want to share with their toys with them, we actively encourage them. Right. And I find that confusing. So one thing you can share is this podcast with people, right, who you think might like it.
Are you starting to roll your eyes already? I bet you are. But no, Reese puts a lot of work in to try to educate me. And if you enjoyed this and you like, oh, how can I possibly give back to them? One way is to literally take 5 seconds and hit that share button.
We're grateful that you've listened.
Very grateful. Yes.
And teach your kids to share.
That's the next thing. If you're wondering, like, what am I going to do after this podcast? That's what you're going to do. Okay.
Don't share this podcast with your kids.
No, God, no.
Please share it with family, friends, loved ones, and enemies who you're keeping close just to watch them and see what they're up to.